This is VOA News coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. In a stunning development, U.S. President Donald Trump says he and his wife Melania have tested positive for COVID-19 and are in quarantine, upending the race for the White House and plunging the United States deeper into uncertainty, just a month away from the presidential election. In a tweet, Mr. Trump said, quote, "We will begin our quarantine and recovery process immediately. We will get through this together." The 74-year-old Mr. Trump is always at high risk for the deadly virus, both because of his age and his weight. He has been in good health during his time in office, but is not known to exercise much or to follow a healthy diet. Mr. Trump has consistently played down the coronavirus and repeatedly predicted it would go away on its own, even as he pushes for a vaccine. Almost 208,000 people have died from COVID-19 in the United States, with the elderly and those with pre-existing conditions especially hard hit. The president rarely wears a mask and has ridiculed others, including Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden, for doing so. This despite the fact that medical experts insist that face coverings are a key to halting the spread of the virus. In addition, Mr. Trump has continued to hold campaign rallies with thousands of people in attendance in the run-up to the November 3rd voting, despite warnings from public health officials that mass gatherings are high-risk events. Last night on Twitter, the president had claimed that the end of the pandemic was in sight. Not long after that, news broke that Hope Hicks, a top White House aide, had tested positive for the virus. Hicks traveled with the president on Air Force One on Tuesday and to the first presidential debate in Cleveland, Ohio this week. The White House has issued a new schedule for Mr. Trump's activities that does not include a planned campaign trip to Florida. Still, the office of the White House physician says the president is expected to continue carrying out his duties without disruption, and that he and the 50-year-old First Lady are, quote, both well at this time. This is VOA News. Former Vice President Joe Biden campaigns today in the critical battleground state of Michigan, where he'll talk about his plans for the economy, pledging to work at bettering the outlook for middle-class families. President Trump's COVID illness comes as the U.S. virus caseload is approaching 7.3 million, by far the worst corona number in the world. The global tally from Johns Hopkins University, 34.3 million infections and a death toll of 1,023,000. Among the hardest hit U.S. states, Wisconsin, where Donald Trump was scheduled to hold rallies over the weekend, while New York State reported a worrisome uptick of positive coronavirus tests in 20 hotspots, the 3,000 new infections in Wisconsin fanned fears that the sheer number of new patients could overwhelm the state's hospitals. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers issued an emergency order, easing licensing rules in a bid to bolster the number of healthcare workers able to deal with the mounting crisis in his state. Following the United States and fatalities, Brazil, India, and Mexico. Together, those three countries have a combined case count of 12 million, with 322,000 fatalities. Brazil at this point, by itself, is closing in on 145,000 deaths. India's coronavirus case figure has climbed to just under 6.4 million after it reported 81,484 new infections in the latest 24-hour period, with total fatalities numbering about 100,000. But again, the most dramatic piece of COVID news at this hour is that COVID-19 has struck U.S. President Donald Trump and First Lady Melania Trump. It is a development that dramatically alters the American presidential race, in which Mr. Trump has been trying to convince voters that the worst of the pandemic is in the past and that economic recovery is proceeding well. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has wished the president an early recovery. A COVID victim himself in April, Johnson tweeted his get well message overnight. Among the early effects of the dramatic White House announcement, futures prices on Wall Street have dropped sharply, and the opening a few hours from now could see the Dow Jones Industrial Average off by 300 points or more. In Scotland, First Minister Nicola Sturgeon has called on one of her lawmakers to resign after Margaret Ferrier admitted she had traveled while suffering symptoms of COVID-19, then testing positive for the virus. Sturgeon said she made the request with a heavy heart, but that Ferrier's actions were dangerous and indefensible. Oil prices have fallen about 3% today, while agreement on a U.S. stimulus package continues to elude negotiators amid ongoing worries about oil demand. The U.S. House of Representatives yesterday approved a $2.2 trillion Democratic plan to provide more economic relief from the pandemic, but so far no bipartisan agreement on a deal that must pass the Republican-held Senate to become law. More news online at voanews.com. There is also a convenient, easy-to-use mobile app. Via remote, I'm Gene Randall, and this is VOA News.